La. Good morning. 99 Buzz. Fasano Sandy here. Scott's Fasano Sandy Waters coming up on 6 o'clock. And here we are. It's Tuesday. And I'm Scott Fasano. There's Sandy Waters right there up on Do You Work?
I'm here.
She works. That's good.
We have a new board. That's why, like, every move we make, every button Scott pushes, he's like, does this work?
Yeah, I know, right? We're tweaking it. And a board, in our terms, a board means a control panel where we slide things and volumes and things like that. Like, having a new board for a carpenter is a little different than having a new board for a radio station.
Oh, yeah.
We use our lingo like that. Our board, yes. We talk about boards.
Is it really
boards
lingo? And people know, don't they?
I don't know.
In the world of everybody podcasts now and stuff, don't they know what that is?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you. Just clarifying it for people like, what's a board?
It's
like,
oh my God, I love it when contractors will give you their lingo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you gotta dumb it down for me.
Oh, I thought it turned
and
you on.
No, it annoys me because they do it intentionally. They'll talk lingo that they know I don't understand. Or the customer doesn't understand.
Yeah, one of the flare-ons have gone off skew on the treadle. So we're going to fix that.
I was talking to
my contractor. It's an extra $500.
Right. I was talking to my contractor yesterday. There's a few things that he still needs to fix, and I was explaining it. But I don't really know how to explain it because I don't know the terms of things, mm-hmm. right? I'm mm-hmm. like, I don't know that piece of wood. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to explain it. He goes, oh, no, I was confused. I thought you meant this. I can't do that. I got to do this. And I don't know. I was like, I don't understand what you're talking about, okay? And you know I don't understand what you're talking about. So just go along with it and pray it works.
Pray it works. Yes, everybody's got their own lingo in their own business. Pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we do that once? Like, give us some terms that we would be like, what the hell are you talking about? Like,
God.
Did we do that once?
I think we have, but I think it'll be funny if, and it might be too early now, 818-2899.
That's too early.
But if you give us your lingo and we try to tell you what profession you work in.
Yeah, or what you're talking about.
Or what the heck you're talking about.
You know who completely would blow us away would probably be Italian Rihanna, because she's in the space industry.
Oh, yeah.
She worked on the James Webb, parts of the James Webb telescope. And
we got to do that. Like that's funny. Yeah. Do we have an open, I don't know if we have an open break today. We got to do it tomorrow.
Relax, honey. We're not here tomorrow.
We are. It sounds like we are. We're playing best ofs.
Okay, 2025. Bye. We're taking Wednesday, Thursday, Friday because it's the 4th of July.
In the day, we never would be able to take any days off, whether it's a holiday or not.
Yeah, right.
How the millennials and the Gen Zers have changed the everything.
The landscape of vacation time.
They really have.
Good.
They really have, haven't they?
And the work week, the length of the work week, too.
Oh,
it's awesome.
Totally.
Love this.
The amount of work you can put forth without, you know, mental health. Oh, okay, don't work. Take it.
All right, so we go partly to mostly cloudy today. I welcomed the rain thing yesterday.
Did you?
Near Lake Ontario is where we live in Webster, just along the lake. Not on the lake, but, you know, like up there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good. But I'm really concerned about the amount of rainfall we're getting in the area. Now, while you were gone, 3 to 5 inches fell down Livingston County.
Yeah.
And flooded my alma mater, my York Central School. Like, they were pumping out classrooms. Luckily, school's out, but still, you know, summer school happens and school's open year-round for, you know, things, activities and stuff like that. Pretty sad to see that. Farmers are, like, freaking out because everything's flooded, nothing's growing. It's going to be way more expensive by fall. Things like dairy and, you know,
so you're,
crops.
Oh, you
and
made
stuff.
It sound like you were excited for the rain. You were not. You were worried about the
rain. I was excited for my rain because I was going to water the lawn yesterday, and I fixed my lawnmower. But I'm not excited for the amounts that they're getting in other places.
That was
places.
A little too much.
Yeah.
A little too much.
Yeah, so there you go. But so today, partly mostly cloudy, chance of thunderstorms mainly for the afternoon. We'll be up to about 83. Then, as we slide down toward into that 4th of July, warm and humid, lots of sun tomorrow, 85 degrees. We'll see it being dry. We'll keep an eye on the 4th of July Friday for you. I love when holidays happen on a Friday or a Saturday. There's nothing where it's like, hey, it's Halloween, it's Tuesday. It's like, oh, man, it screws everything up.
Yeah,
Right. You know?
So I like it better when it's on like a Friday or Monday, so you get that day off.
Ah,
Saturday, yeah. You already get Saturday.
Well, yeah, that's another good point. Yeah. All right. Well, and yeah, like I said, tomorrow's going to be nicer, so let's get through today, and we'll be right back at 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano and Sam.
98.9 The Buzz.
Did you notice anything in the studio?
Yeah, there's lots of tools and boxes and wires.
No, a surprise.
No.
There's not a package in the studio for you. I'm working from home today, by the way.
No,
that's why
no.
I'm asking.
Yeah, by the way. No, no. There's
no. I'm in so much trouble. Bill's Mafia, Ken.
Yeah.
Are you listening right now? I don't know what happened to this package. There's supposed to be a surprise for you in the studio. Now, I'm half ruining the surprise, even warning you that there's a surprise coming.
Yeah,
Bill's
that,
Mafia,
that just,
Ken.
You just kind of like.
But. Before like a couple weeks ago, before we went on vacation, mm-hmm. Bill's Mafia Ken said, hey, listen, something is going to be delivered to the studio.
Oh.
Scotty should get it. It's for Scott.
Was it like a courier or Amazon or?
I almost don't want to tell you that part because I don't want to ruin it entirely, but yes, Amazon. So
well, then I could look for an Amazon package somewhere.
Okay,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I said, oh, no, we're not going to be there. But. I'm going to check with everybody who is there and make sure that it gets to Scotty.
Okay.
So I text Breezy down the hall.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, can you go check for this package? Because got it safe and sound. I go, please, we're going to be away. Keep it safe because it's a special gift.
Okay.
You got it safe and sound. What does safe and sound mean to her?
I actually went down the hall. I'm like, hey, do you have... Oh, yeah. She's like, hold on. And she came waddling down the hallway here and out to the front desk area. And there's a bunch of boxes and Amazon things. And she's like, I don't
it's
know.
It's not there. That's safe and sound to her. Oh, no. I had the responsibility of making sure this got to you. And it hasn't.
Yeah,
it's funny. It's a funny gift, though.
Is it?
Yeah, Ken worked really hard on this.
Oh, my God. It's so cool. It's something that we can have in the studio?
It's not a we. It's just you.
Oh, it's not something I can display, like, it's not a 3D printed buffalo from the Buffalo Bills or something, is it?
No. It's not 3D printed anything. Oh, my God. Everything has to go back to 3D printing with him. It's something you can display, but not in the studio.
Why? We got a new boss.
You can display meaning...
Is it appropriate?
Yeah, I think it's appropriate.
Oh, okay.
I mean, your wife isn't going to think so, depending on who you're hanging out with.
So I can't put it in the studio, and I can't put it up at the house, okay?
Ken, if you're listening right now, you can join in on teasing him what it is. It is something, and eventually we'll find this damn package.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll open it up on the air tomorrow at this time. But it is something that you can show off to people.
Okay.
Yeah. And you are going to be, you are going to laugh. I can see your reaction now. I can paint the picture of your reaction. You're going to love this.
Oh, my God. Now you're killing me now.
He took time and his own money, and that's what freaks me out. How can you say, it's safe and sound, and then not know where
it is? It was a 30-second, meandering through the front desk area. So let me see if I can actually find it.
The Buzz.
A day closer to the holiday weekend. I don't know. Are you checked out this week? Are we really working hard this week? Don't tell your boss. Well, does your boss really even know what you do? So
that's
I
funny.
Saw this and I thought this was so funny. Does your boss really understand what you do in a day? And 818-2899 if you want to play along. Because they say almost half, 46% of people
mm-hmm.
in a poll said no, not really. Half of people? Almost half of employees say they've been overlooked for raises, promotions, or special projects because management doesn't really get what they do day in and day out at work.
I can see that because, like, what you do is in your head, right? They know what your position is, but how you get there.
Well, also, all the added things that we do that our boss doesn't realize.
Hmm.
You know, you sign up for one. How many people can agree that they signed up on day one doing one type of job and now looking at what they do day to day? It's a lot more than what they signed up for.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That jumps. It was okay. So it's almost half for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that jumps to 62% of Gen Zers say their boss just doesn't get it.
what
they do. So what do you do and what do you think your boss... Wait, wait. What do you do and what does your boss think
that you do?
You
right.
do.
Our boss thinks... Well, we have a new boss we haven't met yet, just the other day. So I think our old boss thinks we just kind of came in and...
Yes.
Just like...
Oh, she did not. She did not. Because she's never worked she's never done what we do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
There's like, do you have a company that's like, there's one side, there's like the office side, and then there's like the guys and gals that work with their hands side, right? That's kind
of
like,
well, I think a lot of companies have that. It's like the top of the chain, they haven't done every position that exists in that company.
Right.
So they don't get it. They think it's so easy. Like, yeah, you just, you know, our boss thought we just worked for 4 hours, talked on the air, and we're done.
Yeah, like that was like, easy. Anybody could do that.
So did not appreciate or think what we do is what we do, really.
How about our spouses? Think they get what we do?
You know, your wife does not understand what you do.
No.
Absolutely.
I mean, she does, but she doesn't. She doesn't understand what has to go into it. And likewise, I see what she has to do to get into her job. Anybody who's in sales, final day of the quarter was yesterday. You know, so everybody was like doing their craziness. Yeah, I get it.
Is there anyone that's really good at making sure their boss knows exactly what they're doing? I'm not very good at that.
You can't. Because
no,
if you do
can.
That,
that's what they say. That's what the experts say. You gotta brag, not in a an annoying.
Well, there has to be a subtlety to it, right? And but
yeah.
it's hard because everybody's different. Every boss is different. You know, some bosses like to hear exactly what you do. Some bosses are like they hear exactly what you do. They're like, really?
No, I think we have
your
to
brown nosing
them.
A little bit.
Like, we're starting fresh now with this new boss. I think we need to turn up our game with bragging about what we do. Every little thing we do. That's not brown nosing, is it?
Yeah, because this boss is a regional boss, not a local boss.
So he, even more so, we need to make sure he understands.
Well, how about you come in at 11 for the luncheon today with him?
Oh, I know. I can't. This is like meet the new boss and I can't come in.
So why? There is some... What's your excuse? Dog, kids? What?
My freaking tooth. You know how I was telling you that my one tooth, my back molar, mm-hmm. just kind of chipped in half, like I sliced it like a loaf of bread?
Mm.
Just fell out. Half of my tooth fell out in my hand. I don't know why. I wasn't even chewing anything hard. The same darn thing happened while I was on vacation in freaking Italy. The bottom molar now.
The one that touches it?
Yeah.
I wonder if you grind your teeth like that.
You know what? Yes, I do.
That's probably it. Don't we all? Weakened it and cracked it. I don't know. I grind my teeth.
And I hear perimenopause does this too. I don't know. I was brushing my teeth and all of a sudden I'm like, what is that? I'm like, oh my God, that's a chunk of my tooth.
Oh my God.
You sure you're like, fixed today.
You sure you didn't visit like Chernobyl when you were in Europe?
I don't know what the heck is happening to my mouth.
Teeth start falling out.
But would you have canceled a dentist appointment to be there for the new boss? Like, is it a bad look not to show up on a meet the boss day?
You know me, right? I don't play. I don't like to play the corporate game stuff.
Oh, but you used to be a good suck up.
Yeah, no more. I'm done. Didn't get me anywhere.
What happens? It kept you your job.
No, I mean, I hit a glass ceiling 20 years ago, and it kept sucking up. I'm like, what am I doing this for? This is not getting any better, so whatever.
Amen to that. So at what point in your career do you stop kissing up? It's the newbies who kiss up, right?
I don't know.
I can't even see Gen Z's kissing up. I really can't.
Can you just use ages instead of titles? I don't know what Gen Z's are. I can't
remember. 20s. The 20-year-olds.
Yeah, say that. Because I can't. Z,
the youngest
X,
generation. I know you
can. I just can't wrap my head around it. Is that because I'm old?
Yes. Okay. It's the youngest generation in the workforce right now is the Gen Zs.
Uh-huh.
Those are the newest people coming in.
I don't even know if they will like to suck up or not. Because they're like their own, like, hey, I can get another job anywhere, anytime I want kind of thing. Right.
I don't think they like to suck up because they've always heard the validation throughout their entire lives. So they don't feel like they need to suck up.
That gives them power. I really think that when you suck up, you lose power. Yeah, or leverage, or whatever that word is, that advantage. in a
but
way.
But you can tell an obvious suck up, and then there's the people who just are nice and respectful. I kind of feel like we're in that category of nice and respectful.
Yeah, but that's not in the suck up category. That's
I don't
being
think
a,
so,
that's
right?
being a real person category, right?
So canceling a dentist appointment to meet the boss, suck up or just respectful?
Suck up.
Oh, that's a suck up.
Yeah.
Bringing a gift in for the boss on Meet the Boss Day.
Okay.
I can so see you 3D printing something for him.
You need to get that tooth fixed, okay?
I'm not showing up today. I wonder if he's listening right now.
This is not just a checkup. This is like, you need something done there. You need to, you know, get some plaster in there or something.
Spazano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
I don't know how long ago it was when it came down, but you were in Europe last week or something like that, Sandy, with 98.9 The Buzz, when our expert in Germany, who you guys went to high school together, the cyber expert, sent you an urgent message.
Yes. Yeah.
And that urgent message was what?
If you're going to listen to me at any point in time, listen to me now. Now's the time to... She wrote, now's the time to panic. I go, Megan, you can't be saying that to people. Hmm. Because of that massive breach that happened, what was it, a week ago now or whatever?
16 billion passwords, including...
Billion.
With a B. Google, Apple, Walmart. I mean, everything has been compromised. And they urge you to change your passwords.
Right.
So, like, a day or two after that, my wife is in Kentucky for a baby shower. And I am back home here doing our thing. That Saturday night, that earlier that day on Friday, she's like, my account got hacked, but I caught it. I'm like, oh, God. And she's got an ESL. And I'm like, oh, God, okay. And they fixed it. And then the day
what
later.
Was it, like, it hacked, like she saw a few, because you know how they say like a few cents will go in.
Yeah, no,
before
something.
Before the big swoop.
No, something, there was a charge that she didn't make, and it you know, flagged it.
Oh, okay.
And she caught it.
Okay.
Next night, I'm at the jazz festival with my neighbors, and that's a different story, but like we're at the Wynton Marsalis at the Eastman Theater, and I used my card to buy drinks. And there were four, you know, two wines, two beers, is $10 each, is $40. And girl at the temporary bar in the mezzanine level typed it in and did it wrong. I could tell, but she kind of let it go, and I kind of let it go because I'm a horrible person. I didn't say anything.
Why? How much did it cost?
Instead of $40, she typed in 4.0, so it was like $4. I didn't say anything. I gave her a $5 tip.
Oh, my God. Drinks are so expensive. $4?
I gave her a $5 tip, and I'm like, my one neighbor's like, hey, she did. I'm like, come on, let's go. So at that point, the next charge on it, the next morning, I look at my account and all points are this, right? It all points to this, but I had a charge on my debit card for $3,000 to DraftKings. I don't have that gambling site DraftKings thing, and I didn't have $3,000, so everything bounced to high heaven.
Oh, no. And you think it's that girl who gave you the deal? Accidentally gave you a deal?
I kind of.
Do you think that was intentional to kind of screw things up so you would just leave?
So here I am thinking, okay, I kind of narrowed it down, right? And this is a different account than my wife's account. This was an M&T account.
What are the chances of that, by the way?
I know. Both of us hitting in 2 days. So, could it be the 16 billion password thing, or could it be girl who had her phone in her hand while she was doing my credit card thing, my debit card?
Wait, why'd she have her phone in her hand?
I seem to recall that she had her phone in her hand. I just noticed her long nails, and she was, like, doing stuff, and I think she had her phone in her hand.
She looked suspicious, you're saying.
In hindsight...
Do you get a hunch? Do you get the gut feel?
Yeah.
You should trust your gut feel.
What I do, yeah. Yeah, no, so there's that. What do I do?
Well, you got to say something.
Well, I called the bank and they fixed it. It's now in an investigation.
No, you get it. If you think, I mean, okay, so is it just a hunch? Did she do anything else suspicious?
No.
Because this is the question now. Do you blow somebody in? Do you raise a concern about an employee that you don't have 100% proof of any wrongdoing?
Right, right. But no, I don't think I should.
I think you should. Can you track it down? Because you said this is like a temporary bartender. So who do you call first?
Right, exactly.
Know?
No. But here's my thinking. It's been rectified. The bank has corrected it. It's now under investigation. I gave them all the information and times, and they corroborated all the things that were on the account that I did and whatever. But then if I call, then it starts something over there, and I don't want to do that. But if I call and they're like, oh, yeah, we've had two or three others that said that something happened after.
Right. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
So there, I'm at a crossroads now. What should I do?
You just got to say, hey, listen, just want to let you know I've only used my card. I only used my card that one day, and she looked a little weird. Just kind of, you know, heads up. I absolutely would. You got to protect other people. You said she was really kind of awkward.
No.
And who has a phone in their hand while they're working and cashing people out? Unless you're using the phone for the, which freaks me out when stores do this.
What?
They take an iPhone and mm-hmm. they have that square thing on it.
Yeah.
I don't want you using an iPhone when you swipe my card.
This was one of those tap things, but it was on the counter. It looked like a little calculator, you know.
So there was no reason for her to have her phone in her hand.
I don't know. I thought she was calculating, so I don't know, something. And that's, you don't notice it.
Did
until,
it look like she was taking a picture?
I don't know. Until afterward, until thinking back, I'm like, I think she may have had her phone in her hand, so I don't know. So that's what happened. And now, of course, the inconvenience is I had to cancel. It's not a credit card. It's a debit card. So I had, and of course, I've got that hooked to all these bills because that was from the joint account.
No.
So now, like yesterday, Netflix pops up, says, hey, your payment method did not go through. You were temporarily suspended until you... I'm like, ah! So I'm like, luckily I got my card on Saturday. So it
took
about a week.
You probably don't even remember how many bills are attached to that card.
Exactly. So now I've got to wait for things to bork in order to flip it over. So I got
anyone else go to Jazz Fest on... What day was it?
It was Saturday night.
Saturday night, yeah. And you had any fraudulent activity, we could trace it down to this girl.
Oh, good one. Hi, Kev.
Hey, morning.
How are you?
There's only one problem with this security breach thing. In order to change our passwords, we first have to remember our old ones.
Yes, I know. Something?
Yeah, so true. Yeah. I mean, I've got this thing called RoboForm, which is a password manager. There's another one called LastPass, which is another really good one. You have one password, and you can actually tell it to do that 32-digit encrypted wildness thing that you never have to remember.
Yeah, that's working for you and your family.
That you never have to remember.
No one's going to take your advice, by the way.
You and your
wife both got hacked.
Yeah.
A valid point.
Well, I mean, if they get your card, then they can hack it. If they, you know, they can't hack in the backside, you know, with looking for a password because it's so encrypted. But yeah,
so
Kev.
So terrifying.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Have you ever been hacked?
Probably at some point in time.
You don't even know.
You don't even know. Great. Would you call
my wife handles that stuff, man. I just earn the money. She spends it.
Okay. Very good. Would you call, last question, would you call and raise your suspicion about this girl to her employer?
Oh, yeah. I'm that guy.
Yeah, are you?
See?
Oh, yeah. These calls will be monitored for customer assurance and training purposes.
Uh-huh.
Those are my phone calls they play.
I love it. Goodbye, you radical.
Have a good morning.
Good night. Okay. All right.
Coming up on the show, people are not happy about Bill's training camp. We got to talk about that before the show ends. Plus, you know the things, like the little things in your vehicle that you kind of blow it off and you're like, it's fine.
You mean things that are wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, little quirks of your vehicle that you're like, it's going to be fine. Until it's not. Is it now my turn to step in and say I told you so? Because something happened to my husband's vehicle.
Oh, boy. Okay.
That Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about that. And a Jerker Justified, of course. We have to get to a Jerker Justified today.
On the way on the Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Thank you for joining us. We've got Tuesday on our hands. That means one day closer to the 4th of July. I'm Scott Spaziano, the Sandy Waters, ready to go. Rock and roll. Here we go. 83 actually today.
Okay, so today, but 4th of July, what's it looking like? Are we going in the pool on 4th of July?
Yes, we are. I think 10% chance of rain or anything like that. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a good one.
Hot dogs overrated. Get rid of them. Don't do hot dogs. That's my 4th of July hot take.
Okay. Your 4th of July hot take? My 4th of July hot take is, why are we celebrating the 4th of July?
It's our independence. What do you mean? That's not a hot take. That's a dumb question.
In the state of the fragile democracy right now, I don't think we should be celebrating.
Oh, my God. That is the worst thing you've ever said.
That's my hot take.
No, that is a horrible take.
Thank you. And I don't like yours either.
Well, you don't, because you do love hot dogs.
I love hot dogs. I love my Zweigels. Actually, my daughter hates the Zweigels because they got the skin on them.
Oh, well, as a good dad, you should peel it off.
Well, as a good dad, I ate it and gave her macaroni and cheese last night.
Oh, look at this. Okay, so you can always call us 818-2899 or reach out to us on social media. I have them all opened up so I can see everybody's comments.
Yeah, yeah.
Kelsey just said, hot take, fireworks on TV are just as good or even better.
Hmm? That's a bad take, not a hot take.
Well, come on. Nobody's take is worse than yours. Jeez, we shouldn't celebrate because of fireworks on TV are, I don't know if they're better, but I do feel like they go on a little too long.
Oh, God. You can never have too long fireworks. Never.
Really? Don't you get bored? Aren't you like, okay, come
bored?
On, I'm getting eaten alive by mosquitoes over here. Let's wrap this up. Wrap it up.
No. Yeah, every time you see a firework and you're like, oh, God, I hope there's another one. Then I hope there's another one.
Start with the grand finale.
And then when the grand finale hits, I get excited, but I get sad because I know it's ending. Oh. Like, I'm really ADD, so like one firework is an entire firework show for me. So when the next one happens, I feel like I'm in two firework shows.
It's like a whole new show for you.
Absolutely. Think of it like that. Put that in your mindset.
Tom says, sparklers are a glittery stick of mild disappointment.
Sparklers are things that injure kids the most. Don't give kids sparklers, please.
Oh, you don't do the sparklers? Okay.
No.
I loved that when I was a kid. That was my favorite.
Kids, somebody always gets hurt. Always.
Nobody ever got hurt.
I saw fireworks at Lowe's yesterday? That's the first time I've seen that.
Wait.
Yeah,
really?
Inside the store, display, yeah.
No.
Yeah, like a stand-up.
I've never once seen that.
Yeah, like a cardboard, you know, boxy thing in the aisle.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought there was a law or something against that or something.
There are. Fireworks are different than sparklers. And those are the category of what you see on the side of the road these days. And, I see them along 104. There's a big
white. So what was in Lowe's? Was it the sparklers?
Yeah, everything that's. Okay, so fireworks are illegal in New York State.
Yeah.
So what you see along the side of the road aren't really categorized as fireworks, even though they seem like they're fireworks. You light them and they go boom. They're not officially.
Yeah, but they're just as dangerous. It's a stupid law.
Right.
You just said sparklers, everybody gets hurt.
Right, I agree.
Chris Tiffany, hot take. Oh. This is a good one.
What's that?
Hot take. Don't post pictures of fireworks on social media. We've seen them before.
Oh, no. Don't say that. No.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like, why are you posting? Why are you posting pictures of your firework? We just watched it, too.
Okay, how about this? How about if I fly my drone up, even with the fireworks, and take video of that?
Chris Tiffany, what do you think if Scott posts a
picture? Why are you rolling your eyes at that? You think that sucks? It's such a better point of view.
All you talk about is your drone or your 3D printer.
And all you talk about is money and gossip. So screw you, lady. Jesus.
Wait, which conversation is more entertaining? I think people would side with me.
Are you kidding me?
Eddie.
That bores the living crap out of me. I only indulge
gossip?
Because you. Yeah.
Oh, you love gossip.
I hate gossip. Anyway.
My boss loves gossip.
Wouldn't you like to see, like, the fire exploding around you? Like, you're up in the sky?
No, that actually would look cool. So you're like doing what Kelsey loves to do. Hot take fireworks on TV are just as good. So on TV, social media. So yeah, Kelsey would look forward to your video. Here we go. Let's wrap this up with real or fake firework nicknames.
Okay. Oh, like the ones that I saw at Lowe's yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys tell me if it's a real or fake firework display.
Oh, okay.
Display.
All right, what?
99 red balloons.
Fake.
No, that's real.
Oh, geez. That's those a copyright infringement.
I know. Those are the silver glittery mines that lead up to red and silver glittery stars. A simple yet beautiful effect, it says. I
guess Chinese don't care about copyright infringement because a lot of these fireworks, if not all, come from there.
Patriotic Nacho Blast. Real or fake?
Oh, real.
Fake.
Oh. I want it to be real. Patriotic Nacho Blast.
I know you do. Bitchin' Camaro.
Bitchin' Camaro?
I don't know if I can say that on the air.
Real.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the one that goes straight up and then crackles at the end. Like, how do you make a crackle sound effect?
Right.
Those are my favorite. I didn't know they were called Bitchin' Camaros.
I think there's more than one type of firework, but that's the name of that one.
Well,
they're not
I'll be
all
thinking
like that.
About that when I see it. It just shoots right up like, and then it goes.
Yeah, oh, the crackle afterwards. I like those too.
Those are my favorite. And final one, Hammer Time. Real or fake fireworks?
Hammer Time is fake.
No, it's real.
Ah, yeah. All right.
Chirp or justified.
We got Jimmy on the phone. Let me pick up here. Yeah, there you go. Jimmy, you got me? Can you hear me, man?
Yep, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. All right, you're up for jerk or justified, man. So
I feel like this is going to be a get off my lawn, kid.
All right, so tell us the story. It started, you said last year, you'd left us a voice message on our Odyssey app, and you had said that it started last year when some neighbor, you didn't even know that there was a graduation party happening, and there were these people parking all over the place, they parked on your lawn and messed it up.
Yeah, they left some huge tire marks in my lawn, and I never really did anything about it, but I was pretty upset about it because they never even asked me. And so now this year...
Wait, they didn't ask you what are they supposed to ask you? Can I park in front of your house?
Well, they didn't only... they didn't just park in front of my house. They parked on my lawn in front of my house.
And messed your yard up a little bit, you said,
right? Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. You're not talking... You're making it sound like the entire vehicle is on your front lawn. You're talking the just the tires, like one, right? The two tires on...
Up
on the curb on your... Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, but it sounds like the entire vehicle's on his lawn.
Okay, so we had a party Saturday at my brother-in-law's house, and my brother-in-law's yard is absolutely perfect. My father-in-law pulled two wheels on the side of the road on his yard. You may as well put all four on there. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't want, you risk, like, you don't want your car to get hit. You got to get off to the side, whatever. It's just the edge of the bottom of the lawn.
You don't understand how we like to keep we like to keep our yards looking nice all the way to the edge.
That look you just gave me.
Jimmy, tell Sandy some people like to have the edge of their yard not look like a hellhole.
Yeah, I mean some would say that's like the part you want to keep the cleanest.
Right.
You know, you want the edges nice and tight and clean, and I work pretty hard to get that.
It's to the edge of the street. It's not destroying the lawn. It's just a little dent, and it'll go away eventually.
Let me see if I could put this in other terms that you can relate to. You know, the floor is kind of dirty. It's fine.
Oh, is that what it is? Is that the same thing?
Yeah, it's like having a white shirt, and the bottom 4 inches of it's all muddy and dirty and crap.
Okay,
that's what our yard is like.
So are we complaining about last year's event? Like, what's happening? You're triggered?
No.
Is there another grad party in the neighborhood?
Yes, there's. I have another family across the street, and they have a son who just graduated, and they're having a party, and I'm just wondering if it happens again, if someone parks on my lawn and messes it up, am I a jerk or am I justified to ask the parents to, you know.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Okay.
Is that fair?
That's a good question to have. Yeah. It's a good
one. Put up a huge sign, like some of those neighbors that say, don't let your dog go to the bathroom on my lawn. Put up that sign on the edge of your property. No parking.
Mm. Oh, you want a no parking sign?
Yeah, be that neighbor.
You want the crime tape and the temporary posts?
Yes.
Jesus.
I don't think you could. No, I think that's trivial. I don't know. I think you would be a jerk.
Well,
I'm already
casting
my vote.
It happened last time with another neighbor. Now it's going to happen from, where does this guy live? Across the street or down the road?
That's what he said. He just said across the street.
Across the street. I missed that part. No, I'm not paying attention. Okay. All right, Jenny, we'll ask you to call now. 818-2899 is the number. Call Jerk or Justified. Is Jimmy justified or is he a jerk for asking for whoever screwed up that lawn of his to repair it?
Yeah. Okay. Right. So now you have to follow the court, though, Jimmy. We're deciding the moral compass in Rochester. So if everybody calls in and says you would be a complete jerk if you complain to your neighbor, you cannot complain to your neighbor and you cannot bitch about any damage to your lawn. You got it?
Okay. Yeah. That's
he's like, no.
I know.
Good luck, buddy. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye.
It's so funny that Jimmy brought this up because I think about it all the time. When I'm doing you can't park in somebody's driveway, so you park alongside, like in front of their house or in front of their neighbor's house. I always question, too, if I'm too much on the grass or not.
Right, that's why.
Because if you're in the road, you're in the way. And then the people across the street who are trying to pull out of their driveway, now that you're going to tick them off when they're pulling out.
Sandra.
So you got to move as close to the grass as you can. And if you go a little bit on the edge of the grass, I didn't think that was a big deal.
That's inches. But you're still on the grass. I say it's justified to ask that whoever held that priority to fix that. Yeah.
Yeah, but what are you fixing?
Yeah, how are you bring out the grass seed and a little bit of topsoil, reseed it, ready to go.
All right, it need that much, really? It gets that ruined?
Let's go to the calls.
It'll fluff itself back up.
No. Hi, the boss. Good morning. Who says?
Good morning. Lisa.
Hey, Lisa. What's going on? Tell us. Is it jerk or justified? What do you think?
So, just letting Sandy know, these guys spend a lot of time and money on these yards.
Yeah.
I live across the street from a church, and people used to park on my lawn all the time, and it causes so many ruts and mud. So I think he's perfectly justified.
Yeah, me too. Think about this. If you screw up a patch of yard, right, in the dead grass, it takes 6 weeks for it to come back. And you got to water it every day until it starts to sprout.
Maybe I don't care as much.
You don't care. But
I really don't. It doesn't matter. Whatever. It's the edge of the lawn into the street.
You're spending hundreds, if not close to $1,000 a year on making your lawn look good.
Are you east side? Right? Are you east side or west side?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm south side. I'm way south.
South side. What's south side? What tell us where? Where you live?
I'm in Wayland.
Yay! I love Wayland.
Okay, maybe Wayland is like Eastsiders. I forgot to ask Jimmy where he lives, because this might be an East Side issue. You guys are so like...
Wait, hold
you
on
want
a second.
Life to be
wait
so
a second.
Perfect and pristine. Just live a little.
I always thought West Side was really pristine about their yards.
You would think, but
look at your neighbors. Look at your neighbors.
Yeah, they are a little
okay,
crazy.
Then. All right.
But, okay, fine. Justified is registered.
818-2899. 818-2899. Thanks, Lisa.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good fourth. Lamar called from PGM. They're listening at the shop there. And Precision Grinding and Machining, I think there's the name. And Lamar wanted to also put in that it is justified to ask that neighbor to fix it. Yeah, there's two.
Well, then why don't you, if you're anticipating a grad party.
Yeah.
And I think the neighbor has to give a heads up, right? If you're going to have a massive grad party, you have to tell the neighbors around you that you're going to, right? That's etiquette. Hey, heads up,
well,
I'm going to have a big grad party. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you already anticipate the grad party is going to happen,
then
like I joked about, really legitimately put up something that says don't park on the lawn, or put up some kind of barrier of some sort, like the snow sticks, you know what I mean, that we put up for the snow plows. Do that in your yard then.
If I'm
it's
the
on
neighbor,
you. Take
and
responsibility.
If I'm the neighbor and I come over, hey, Jimmy, I'm having a grad party and there's going to be people parking on the street. Jimmy should say, yeah, cool. If they screw it up, then just put some grass seed in for me. Help me out.
No.
Yeah.
And then you should say, okay, thank you for the heads up. Now I'll prepare my lawn and put up something to let people know, don't park on the grass.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Take the onus on you, baby.
Jerk or Justified. Hi.
Hi. I'm Stacy, and why don't you just get those little reflector sticks at the dollar store and just put them all on the edge
of
the
desk? Oh, there we go. That's Sandy's
thing.
Stacy, yeah.
I was just saying that, yes.
So,
ownership of your lawn then.
No.
It's good that you backed me up because Scott's giving me like deer in the headlights look.
No, you could do that, but it's kind of a Richard move. Like, you shouldn't park on other people's grass. That's like taboo. Yeah. Whether it's just, you know, like 12 inches of your tire on the side of their grass, you should never do that.
Oh, my God. You know how many people I have to apologize to now? Because I've done that so
I don't really
want to
get my car side swiped either in a crowded party. So.
Right?
Yes.
Why is it that we all hate parking in people's driveways when there's spaces?
Terrible.
Okay, so if his car gets damaged because he didn't park on the grass, now who's responsible? Now, can you tell the homeowner of the party?
It doesn't matter. If you get sideswiped, you're going to get sideswiped anyways. If you're parking your entire car on the yard, maybe not. But most people just park two tires. And what's the width of a tire? It's only like a foot. It's just dumb. Don't do it.
You're putting your tail under jerk then if you make the neighbor pay?
Don't make the neighbor pay? You think it's a jerk move or you think it's justified?
You have to live with this person.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very good point.
All right, so you say it's a jerk move.
Okay, your tally's right next to you.
All right, thank you. Bye, Stacy.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, 818-2899. A couple more seconds left. You got any texts coming in?
Let me see. Okay, see?
What?
Megan says she does it all the time, too.
Oh,
she
God.
Doesn't want to get her car swiped as well. I think that's what it is. Like, you don't want to be in the way. So, actually, we're at a hung jury. Hang on. Let me look at more messages. 818-2899. We're at a hung jury right now to park your car on the grass at a grad party.
What you got?
Could you see you complaining? Would you really complain to the neighbor?
I'd be passive aggressive about it, yeah.
How would you be passive aggressive?
I'd be like, hey, man, great party the other day. Thanks for the invite, which I never got. And also, here's your yard's looking really good, but, you know, after that party, you know. See, my neighbor offer.
That's it.
My neighbor would offer. If he notices it's someone that's on there that's going to their house messes my yard up, he'd come over and do something without even asking me.
God, I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't even offer. I wouldn't even think to offer.
Okay, let me do this. Tiebreaker. Hi, Buzz. Who's this? First name. Who's this?
This is John.
Okay, man, you're tiebreaking it. Is it jerk or justified for him to say, "Hey, if your people screw my lawn up, you're fixing it"?
Totally justified.
Yeah!
This.
Justified.
Justified. Justified.
Jerk. Or justified.
98.9 The Buzz.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. She shakes
now
her head.
Now you'll be thinking about next grad party you guys have to go to.
Yeah.
The Buzz.
Anybody buy fireworks yet? It's 98.9 The Buzz, Susanna and Sandy. I want to know if they're more expensive because of tariffs or whatever this general word is these days. Because they don't make a lot of fireworks in America.
Have you?
No.
You used to love to blow things up.
Oh, I still love to blow things up. I just have not.
No, you haven't. Are your boys as much of
pyros that I am?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I should say that, if that's politically correct.
Yeah, I'm a pyro. Yeah, I don't know.
If your boys wanted to set off fireworks in a field, would you?
My kids are 26 and 30, Sandy.
Yeah, but you're always the protective parent. Have you ever once parented your kids?
Yeah.
You don't care about anything they do.
No, you're over paranoid. You're weird. God.
No way.
Where do you come up with this stuff, and how do you live with yourself?
Because I love my children.
Okay. I love my children, too. They got the lesson from the fireworks guy. We were at a party on Lake Ontario at Big House. It's right on the water, up at the end of whatever.
Okay.
I don't know, wherever. And the whole neighborhood pitched in, and they hired a pyrotechnic company. And I was there setting up my DJ thing. We're spinning, and my boys were with me. And I think I've told this story before. The old guy from the fireworks company came up to my boys. You know, they were like snooping around the mortar things.
Yeah. They were young. How old were they at the time?
Oh, God, they were a lot younger.
Are we talking like 8 or 16?
Yeah, 8 and 10, 8 and 12, something like that. And dude's like, you see these? He holds up his hand. He's got like a finger missing. He goes, you see this? This is don't mess with fireworks. And I think from there on in, that was the parenting done for me. It is summer, baby. It's 99 to Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. Everybody into the pool. Especially today and tomorrow, too. It's going to be 90 and sunny the rest of the week. Looks great into your Friday, 4th of July, Saturday and Sunday. Pretty good. I mean, get it while we can get it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that feels good. Okay, so here's a question. Yeah, everything is all good. It's all good until you realize it ain't all good. And I think we all have a story of that one thing that quirk or something that was going wrong in our vehicle that we ignored it, wanted to ignore it because we didn't want to deal with the stress of it. So mm-hmm. we said, yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, until right. it's not fine.
Like getting that oil change and you're 6,000 miles over.
Yeah, the light's flashing at you. You need an oil change. You're like, I got it. I got it. Yeah. Next time. Next time. The gas light
next
and then
paycheck.
You run out of gas.
Next
whatever
paycheck.
It is.
Next paycheck.
818-2899 if you have a story. So my husband, it happened to my husband's truck. Now, he drives a 2010.
Yikes.
And he's like, I'll drive it to the ground. That's how we roll with our vehicles. We buy our vehicles, and we just drive them to the ground.
Yeah.
So he's like some weird lights were coming on. And he was telling me, like, there's weird lights coming on. Lights that I've never seen. Warning lights that I've never seen. I don't even understand. And I go, you know, I do think I saw your vehicle leaking something because there's something on the driveway. And that's not good. And he goes, it's fine. It's fine.
You know what?
It's
that's
all good.
My
it's
pet
all good.
Peeve. When someone pulls in my driveway and they pull back out and there's like an oil goop or something. Like, God. Oh, man.
You're so particular about
God.
Everything. Do you want to live like an Instagram life? Your lawn has to be perfect.
Listen,
your driveway
I'm a hot
has to
mess
be-
everywhere except on my landscaping and driveway. Okay?
That is a... You know what? That's a whole other discussion.
Yes.
When you're OCD about everything in your life except for one thing, because we all have that. But anyhow, okay. So anyhow, he's ignoring it, and I'm like, listen. And he goes, you know what? My brake light's coming on. I'm like, okay, don't mess with the brake light. Because if you're low on brake fluid, we got an issue here.
Yeah, and if you're leaking brake fluid, you gotta do
that
something.
Ain't good.
You don't want to be not able to stop the car.
Right? Okay, so... So fast forward, he adds brake fluid. He goes, yeah, it looks a little low. I added more brake fluid. We're good here. We're good here.
Good,
and then
good.
ignores the signs. And then all of a sudden, pulling out of the driveway, like there's no brake fluid left. Like you cannot stop the vehicle.
Oh,
it
no.
is just, okay. Thankfully, it was in the driveway and we're okay. He's okay. Everything's all good. But the vehicle is now like, the brake line's gone.
All right.
You put in fluid and it comes right out.
It just comes
crazy. It's crazy. I'm like, well, what are you going to do? It's in the driveway. We got to get it towed somewhere.
Sure do. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So the tow guy comes and my husband's using my car. So now we're down a car, which is always fun. I'm home. Tow guy comes. This guy, this is almost like one of those most random person you got into a deep discussion with.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know everything about this guy's life now. And I am like, I don't know how we got here, but he was telling me about he's got a 7-year-old daughter. He has a nice guy. If he's listening right now, Travis, you are the nicest guy ever.
I got to give Travis some props because he's the king of small talk. And what that does, these guys like this need to have the gift of small talk to soften the blow of the $100 plus towing fee they're going to charge you.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, then. Boom.
Okay, maybe. And I didn't give him a tip. After he left, I was like, oh, my God, am I supposed to give him a tip?
I don't know about tow truck drivers. I don't know how that works.
I don't know either. But he was so nice. Like, he had a rough childhood. And he's telling me, but I want to be a good dad. And he's talking to me about how that's his priority in life is to be a good dad for his 7-year-old daughter. Like, it was deep. This is like a 20-minute conversation.
Nice.
I am like, oh, my gosh, that is so rando.
That's good to see. I mean, it's good to have people like that, you know, are open and honest enough to a stranger, you know? I think I give too much when I meet people.
You are that guy,
yeah,
probably.
I am that guy, yeah.
You are that guy.
I get into deep.
Customer
like,
service.
Yeah.
I always find myself getting to know a customer service person more than I really should. We get into deep conversations. I don't know. Maybe it's
No, I think you do it especially because you're the queen of customer service. You have a Rolodex of customer service. You call them all the time. I think you do it just to schmooze them to get a better deal. You don't do it because you care.
That's
you don't do it because you care. You do it because you just schmooze.
I care. I care about people.
You care about getting a discount is what you care about.
I care about Travis and his 7-year-old daughter. So cute.
Did he charge any less?
No, he didn't charge me any less. But you know what was funny? A freaking tow truck guy is in my driveway, right? I saw neighbors come out and go for a walk that I've never seen neighbors go for a walk. I'm like, what? You walk?
It's like, I didn't know you had a dog.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. I'm like, wait a minute. It's always your wife who walks the dog. Why are you walking the dog? Yeah. It's the neighbors are all of a sudden checking their mail. The mail doesn't come at noon, but I see neighbors. I'm like, what are you people doing?
That's hilarious. I love this. I love this.
So funny. Okay. So anyhow.
Well, you can do an I told you so to your husband. I give you permission.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm
I told
king
you
of
so
the
to my husband, so. Yeah. And shout out to Travis.
Yay! Here we go. It's never too early.
We talk about Buffalo Bills football and 89 to Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy, what's wrong now?
It's jealousy. This is what it is. It's jealousy. It's crazy. There are so many people. You say it's never too early to talk about the Buffalo Bills. This is like top of mind for a lot of people now because Buffalo Bills training camp.
Yeah.
You know how they were doing the lottery system with, you know, you can only score training camp tickets through a lottery system thing.
Yeah, right.
The deadline to apply for the lottery was on Thursday, and the Buffalo Bills are like, hey, listen, keep checking your inbox, mm-hmm. your email, your mm-hmm. spam folders to see if you won that lottery, if you get training camp tickets.
Sure, right. It's not that they cost anything. They're just, there's a limited amount of, I mean, look at
tickets
the Bills are so popular.
Tickets are mobile only, and all seating is general admission.
And they're so in demand. I mean, you remember when training camp first started? It was like, you want to go to training camp? Yeah, and just show up. You know, it was like, whatever. Remember?
Yeah, it was like, what happened? Why all of a sudden
the
did
Bills
it turn
are the hottest thing on earth?
No, but it was before that. It was like a handful of years ago it turned into a lottery system.
Because
whereas before
was
that.
In such demand. It was hard
to get.
Is that
what it is?
Yeah, yeah. That's, they had to do it like that.
Well, a lot of people are not happy about it. The general feel that I get, the vibe that I get is people hate this because season ticket holders get first dibs.
As they should.
And do you really think there's going to be anything left over?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean if you have season tickets, it doesn't mean that you want
to
go.
It's impossible to get tickets. It's impossible to get tickets is the general feel.
Yeah.
And are you annoyed by that? Is that fair? Is that even fair?
So weird. Do you care? Let me ask you a question. Do you personally, Sandy Waters, not the DJ, care?
About getting tickets? No.
Does your
but
husband
I hear the
care?
Frustration. I don't think, well, he gets to go anyhow because he's broadcasting.
Boom.
So, but I can understand and I can sympathize with the frustration that, mm-hmm. okay, it costs a gajillion dollars to be a season ticket holder now. With the whole new whatever,
mm-hmm.
PSL and this and that and all this fee and this. I mean, it's just outrageous, the price. So now
to you, to others, it's worth it.
I know people who have been season ticket holders forever, and all of a sudden they're like, I can't. I got priced out of it. There's no way it can fit in the budget anymore.
Okay.
So that right there is, I can sympathize with that frustration. And then all of a sudden, on top of that, now those are the people, if you are willing to dish out that amount of money, you are the one that gets the training camp tickets. But shouldn't it be like that should be open to everybody, the training camp?
Training camp's open first. And then it's open to everybody else.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
If there's, I don't even know the number. Say there's 5,000 season ticket holders, right? And they are all offered Buffalo Bills training camp. What's the percentage of them that are going to take them up on it for a day?
I don't know.
Okay. So that's why people should not be upset about it. And number two.
Oh, wait a minute. My answer was I don't know. And you're like, okay. So that's why. No. I don't know. That percentage could be mostly all of them.
818-289-9 is a number.
It's hard to be a season ticket holder now, I think.
Hi, the boss. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
Hey, it's Kelvin. What's up, man?
Are you frustrated by this or not? Is this like...
I could give a swinging fig Honestly. I personally, and this is just me, and I know it's a very unpopular opinion, I do not condone or support any paid professional sport, no matter what it is.
Oh, wow.
Nobody on this planet is worth $10, $20, $50 million to chase a ball on a field for my entertainment.
I know. I get it.
I would rather give the money to the guy that's going to cure cancer than watch some guy chase a ball. I could go to the pound and get a dog for $50. And you know what? When I throw the ball, he's going to bring it back to me.
There's some dogs that can catch frisbees, too.
There you go. Do you think anybody on a paid team is going to do that? Probably not.
Especially catch a frisbee with their teeth. Yeah. Come on!
That frustrates. I mean, you say it's not the popular opinion, but there's everybody giving you an amen right now. But and also these franchise owners are like gajillionaires, and yet it's the people going to the games that are paying for the new stadium.
Well, it's also the people that are watching them on TV. Which, you know, so like there's hardcore. Like if I lived in Buffalo. Right?
Yeah.
I would probably lean more towards getting season tickets.
You can't afford it. You wouldn't be able to afford it.
No. You have to mortgage your home to get season tickets.
Yes. And even then,
there are people that put their season tickets in their will.
Yeah,
So it gets passed down from generation to generation. They will always have those particular.
Yeah, it's generational. You can do that.
Particular tickets.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, sure.
I guess I didn't think of that.
Ask Bill's Mafia Ken.
Oh, my God. How do you pick which family member to will them to? That's going to start a family feud. Forget the money. Well, it's the Bills tickets.
Well, it depends on who in your family is, you know, is a fan like yourself. I mean, if say, like, your sons could care, but your daughters are into it, you know, will it to them. Give it to somebody that's going to appreciate it. And don't get me wrong. I understand that paid professional sports, whatever it is, all across the planet, is a multi-billion, bill with a B, because I'm broke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. No, I hear you. Absolutely.
Industry. I mean, between the merchandise, the upkeep of the stadiums, the concessions, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. It's a business.
Hundreds of billions of dollars.
Yeah,
I get that. But just for me personally, it holds no appeal to me. I mean, I don't care.
I love your crunchy granola lean, my friend. I appreciate
it.
All right, I gotta go. Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Hey, have a great day, guys.
Appreciate your opinion. Was that a crunchy granola lean?
Yeah.
It was? Okay.
Yeah. Spisano and Sandy. And now, time for another edition of Stupid Criminals from the Rock. Yeah! 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy.
They have to be, without a doubt, humiliated.
And if you're listening, shame on you. And if you're not listening, you fool.
Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing. It's like those crimes that you commit that, I don't know, like, you really didn't put much thought into it. And you didn't think anybody was looking.
Wait, let's layer this. Let's layer this. The crimes you've committed, then you're like, who you're talking to?
I'm just saying, it's like putting it out there. Crimes that people commit, they didn't think anybody was watching. Then they discovered somebody's watching, and now it's blasted all over the place. So, Greece police are searching for two suspects, a man and a woman, who were caught on camera taking bags of bottles from a local school's bottle donation drive. So, you know how, like, some schools or, like, street corners, you'll see, like, that big wooden crate and people just put their bottles.
Yeah.
And then the school collects them.
Yep, cashes them in.
Cashes them in.
Sure.
Now, I can't figure out from the news article, it looks like it's an elementary school. And if it's Greece police, it's probably a Greece school, I'm assuming. But I can't figure out which school it was from. But anyhow, so if anybody knows, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, these people, because they do have pictures of them, I mean, you could see these people. Like, it is clear as day, their faces, a miserable position that they're in. It's not the most flattering shot.
Oh, God.
Posted all over the place. News sites, social media, everyone's sharing it. Looking out for these guys.
Have they been caught yet?
No, police are still searching.
When do you think they will be caught?
Well, sooner than later, because you could clearly see who they are.
I think
somebody's got to rat them out.
Maybe by Friday, maybe by the 4th of July, they're going to have a bad 4th of July holiday.
But why are you stealing? First of all, it's a donation. Like, if you're going to steal from a charity, a donation bin, mm-hmm. that's a low of a low.
That's pretty low.
But how much money are we really making cashing in these bottles?
If you take a couple of garbage bags of bottles, what is that, like $4, $5 worth?
And it wasn't just one time. They kept coming back over a few days period of time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they would pull up along the corner, grab a couple bags, shove them in their car, and leave.
But still, what are you going to go?
I don't know.
Where are you going to go? I mean, you can go to Burger King? I mean,
if that's your neighbor, do you blow them in? Because there's obviously people who's seeing these pictures are all over the place.
Know,
you're
going
to scroll through your social media. You're going to see this story pop up on your newsfeed.
Right.
So do you, if you see the person at Wegmans bump into the person at Wegmans, do you blow them in right then and there?
Well, neighbor, if they're spending that $7.30 that they got from... I caught you red-handed.
They got to go to the grocery store to, like...
Or someplace, right? Yeah. There's a
exchange
lot of,
the bottles.
There's redemption places all over the place, even out in the country, that would they'd never know.
What's more humiliating, to be caught on camera and posted on all the news sites, stealing from the bottle drive,
mm-hmm.
your pants falling off after a water park slide... Or, I don't know, help me come up with a third. Letting your dog poop in the neighbor's yard and pretending you didn't notice and not picking it up.
On Ring Cam, right? Yeah. Ah.
Okay, of those three, that's the crime that you commit. Which is most humiliating? To be blasted everywhere.
To me, dog poop on someone's yard when you live right in the neighborhood and they know now who you are and you didn't pick it up. That's embarrassing.
That's more humiliating than your bathing suit bottoms falling off after the water slide?
No, that's not
a
big deal.
No, that's humiliating for me. That would be mine.
Why? Because you got a flat ass?
That's just embarrassing.
Why? Everybody's naked underneath.
I'd rather be caught stealing from a donation bin.
Did you see the video that the hurdles jump guy, he was at a competition and... some of his male parts fell out. He couldn't, and they were just like, woo, flopping in the wind. He couldn't do a thing about it because he couldn't stop the race. That's embarrassing.
Okay.
That made social media.
So was that more embarrassing than stealing from a bottle drive?
Yes.
Is that more embarrassing than not picking up the poop in your neighbor's yard?
For me, listen, if I was ever tall enough to jump hurdles and something fell out, I guess I'd be kind of proud of it, but still. See, the problem is now this guy will be known for the flying junk hurdle
guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Just like this couple.
Yes.
Or I don't know if they're together. I'm assuming they are. But this man and woman that they're looking for that's stealing from the grease bottle drive,
mm-hmm.
they will forever be known for that.
Yeah. Stay classy.
Anyhow.
This is Fiziano and Sandy. 74 degrees starting out right now. It's not bad. Nice out. A little humid. Definitely. Definitely.
So you know how we started the show this morning saying, you know, we were talking about that study that showed people think that or believe that their boss have no idea what they do,
mm-hmm.
really
mm-hmm.
don't have a good understanding of what they do day in and day out at work.
Correct.
And we were talking about how we have a new boss now, and then we started talking about kissing up, and you and I don't like kissing up.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
Our boss just walked in the studio. You and I both kissed up so bad. I was making myself sick.
Do you want a Kleenex? You got something on your nose.
You too.
Well, he came up to
me
and he's
terrible.
He's like, hey, I'm Tim. I'm Tim. Nice to meet you, man. Welcome. They're going to be running Buffalo and Rochester. And he threw me off. He did it to me first.
Oh, he's going to humble brag.
No, he said, I used to listen to you when I went to Oswego. I'm like, oh, my God.
And then you flatter Scott's ego, and snap, he turns it on.
Yeah, man. No, we just had a lot of things in common, which is really cool.
Oh, my God. We were terrible.
Well, the first thing I did is actually I poked my head in the conference room next door, and he was talking with our sales manager. And I'm like, I can't make lunch today. And it was like.
That's the first thing you say?
Yeah, this is the first. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
You always say the worst things.
Well, got to get their attention.
That can't be your hello, nice to meet you. The very first thing you said to him was, hey,
no,
I can't make lunch today.
No, that's the first thing you say. That's the first thing is my son calling. It's the first thing you say. Then that breaks the ice. Then you're like, oh, yeah. Then at the end, I'm like, yeah, my 5-year-old, I got to be at home because she doesn't have camp today.
And then he laid it on thick. You guys should have saw the
both of
butt
us
kissing.
Man, we're good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was getting to know you. Not going to do that anymore. No more.
That's it.
Yeah.
One and done.
It's coming up on the commercial-free 98 in just a few minutes here on 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy.
Pisano and Sandy. They'll make you laugh faster than 490 slows down. 98.9 The Buzz.